Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm Yvonne Strawn, your host for the Huntington Way Show, and I am the author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. I'm speaking with Caleb Price. He is the producer of The Homeschool Awakening, and he is the owner and founder of the podcast Upload. We are discussing Caleb's experience in producing the Homeschool Awakening movie. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. You know, I just want to know about your journey into becoming a producer.
So, like film producing or podcast producing or
both.
The whole thing.
The
I
whole
think,
thing.
I think, and this is edited, right? Just in case. Yeah. I always ask, sorry. I'm just like, oh, thanks for the extra work. No. So I think I always wanted to, I just always was into film, thought it was interesting. You know, as a kid, I grew up in the Redwoods in the top of California. So it was a town called Hydesville, it was like 630 people. So the idea that film was like a career, it's probably not, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? They're like, you tell people, your guidance counselor in high school, like, you want to do what?
Yeah.
Like, and I remember growing up on, you know, like a lot of people grew up on Spielberg, you know, so
right.
Jurassic Park and Jaws and like these movies. And so I'm like, well, clearly at the end of these films, there's 5 minutes of this black screen with people's names on them. So someone out there is getting paid to do these things. So I want to know how that is. So yeah, I went to film school. I have a bachelor's degree in feature film production that I got in Southern California. So that would be how I kind of got in. And then I learned quickly. So most of the kids that came out of film school are no longer producing because film is not you don't go to school, get the degree, and then get a job.
Okay.
But that's what you're kind of led to believe with a lot of careers.
Right.
So when a lot of these people come from all over the country to Southern California, you're all kind of expecting like, hey, I got a degree. So now what? You know what I mean? Like, what, you knock on water? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I just started making short films and music videos and just grinding. Weddings, shot a lot of weddings. And
wow.
So that's how I got into producing. Yeah.
Right. And you probably learned a lot with filming along the way as well once you graduated.
Yes. I mean, you learn film school's great. It's, you learn lighting, you learn cinematography, you learn working with actors. Everyone in LA wants to be an actor, so it's very easy to like crew up on projects.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be famous. And so, yeah, you just start shooting. And I think, you know, I learned in that process that no one's waiting around to give you an opportunity. And like, I was able to learn that a little bit more. It's like, oh, you have to make your own opportunity. You need to put yourself out there. You know, if you read on a lot of big time people who have made it and you read their career path, almost all of them, a lot of them had other jobs to save up money to start producing things. You know what I mean? Like it's, so I
right.
learned that. And then, to connect it to what we're talking about today, I just kept shooting. I worked for Gospelite for a while. Gospelite used to be a curriculum provider for churches.
Okay.
And then there was a connection that there, it was kind of rough to Kirk. And then, so I was introduced to Kirk and it was kind of the right time. And so working with him, I directed a movie called Connect. It's about social media and kind of what it's doing to our world. And
right.
That did really well. So Connect went to movie theaters, and then Netflix licensed it. And then because that did well, we were able to do a TV show called One on One, and Netflix licensed that as well. And then Homeschool Awakening. So
right.
It's kind of
and
our journey.
Just to clarify, when he says Kirk, it's Kirk Cameron.
Right.
So yes. And so that is what led you to start the Homeschool Awakening.
Yeah. So that was interesting. And to not make it too long. So Kirk says, hey, I do a lot of work in the homeschooling world. I had only had two kids, so it wasn't on my radar. I thought it was a cult. And so then he says, no, I think there's a really great opportunity here to like really dive into this world. And I thought, I think that sounds horrifically boring. But
yeah.
I got a family to feed. So he's like, no, and he laughed. He's like, no, just do some research. So I started doing some research and I realized homeschooling is nothing that I thought it was. And it's just so much bigger and so much broader. And then so the financier or the production partner behind it was TBN. And,
okay.
But things were a little weird because then COVID hit and it was kind of like, well, is homeschooling going to be popular? And then instantly, almost overnight, homeschooling was very trending. I mean, the news was talking about it constantly because
Right.
everyone was like, what is homeschooling? Is it public school at home? Is it this, you know? And so then the movie really took off. So I shot the whole movie during COVID, like the height of COVID, like 2020.
Wow.
So that's how, yeah, we decided to tackle this topic.
Yeah, that really makes sense. So how did you decide who to include or what to include in the movie?
So that was months of research. So to the layman, which was me, I thought, okay, so it's just school at home. Like that can't be, how do you make a movie on that? That can't be that hard. Like you just, people who are wealthy, I'm assuming, have desks in their class, their school or their home, and this mom is teaching 8 hours. You know what I mean? I was
Right.
so ignorant to like what education was. So I decided to take a step back and just really research what education even is. Like, what is it? Like, what's the point, right? Like, we kind of just talked about going to college, you get a job. I guess, like, how many people in America graduate and they're 20 or 19, 21? They're like, now what? You know what I
Right.
mean? Like, we put them in the system that is so outside. So I started to research what is education. And that's when I found Alex Newman, who's in the film. And he's kind of an education expert, he's very pro homeschool. And certain private Christian schools, but he educated me. Like I had a phone call with him on the foundation of education in America, what it meant. So I started there, and then the homeschool world, as you have probably found doing the show, is so interconnected.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
it's wild. So I only knew like one person, and they're in Colorado, that road schooled for 5 years, I think, with
Okay.
their two boys. So I said, well, I gotta call them. So I said, hey, would you be interested in being in the movie? Because at the very least, what you did was interesting. You know, you traveled all around, you, and they said, sure. And they just said, hey, you should talk to so and so. And then I would call so and so and talk to them. And they have a, and that was actually how Falcon Arrow Labs came in. And then that person's like, oh, you need to talk to my friend in Virginia. And then so I call Virginia and I find out their crazy story about legislation over there. And they said, oh, no, you really need to talk to her, these friends. And you know what I mean? That's how it
Right.
happened. So I'm connecting all these people. So I what I wanted to do in the film was try my best to show brand new homeschoolers and like follow them around for a while. And luckily, because of COVID, I got two families in there, the Marishes and the Wakefields, who had never homeschooled before. So we
Right.
get to follow them. So that was fun. And then I wanted some veterans whose kids were like much older and married. And that would be Todd Wilson. He has a podcast too. And so he has eight kids. And then John and Courtney Kreitz, they're in Texas. They have eight kids and now nine kids. So,
Okay.
th and then just the in between, right? So
Yes.
that's how I decided. I mean, it was a lot of work because, you know, you call these people, you have these conversations to get on an airplane, go fly over. So it was a lot, but yeah, that's how I kind of tackled the subject. And then sprinkle it in with, I wanted some psychologists to weigh in. So Dr. Kathy Cook is in it. She does 8 Grade Smarts and she does, I think No More Perfect Kids. I really hope that's her book. I know 8 Grade Smarts is.
Right.
And so I asked her about 8 Grade Smarts. So she gives this whole segment in the film about understanding intelligences. She was the one that taught me like there's really no such thing as dumb. There's really no such thing as like stupid.
Right.
Like she taught me that. Like we're kind of taught, we're kind of both consciously and subconsciously taught that there is like, look, you go to school and either you're in the advanced reading group or you're not,
Right.
right? You go to school, you're either the advanced math group or you're not. And so very quickly, a child will internalize, oh, I'm dumb or I'm really smart. And you might be very academically smart. And so I know we got on a whole tangent here, but I wanted to sprinkle in that stuff with the family. So the families was the point of the viewer to be entertained, to really see like, hey, how do they do it? What's that mom doing? What's that dad doing? What's that look like? How do they, you know, what's their income? Like, how does that work? What are some supplemental programs like Falcon Arrow Labs? You got kids flying airplanes. You got kids going whitewater rafting. You got kids, you know what I mean?
Right.
Traveling. So that's, and then sprinkle it in with like some hard facts with like the psychologist, Dr. Kathy Cook, and Alex Newman, education his like expert. So
Right.
basically, live with the families and then sprinkle in some experts to kind of like, you know, ground it. That
Yeah,
was
and
kind of the idea.
solidify what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that it's a great movie. I
Oh, thank you.
reviewed it again this morning,
Oh, good.
and
Thanks.
I mean, just the way that you organized it and everything. I really encourage listeners to discover the Homeschool Awakening movie and watch it if they get a
Well,
chance.
thanks. It's who has it now? PureFlix.
Yes.
PureFlix is streaming it now. So, and
Wonderful.
a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, great. So thank you for telling me about the movie and the
Yeah, for
production of the
sure. Yeah, it
movie.
was It was wild.
Yeah, join us in thanking our sponsors, the Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. When we come back, we're going to delve deeper into the movie and some people's reactions. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm speaking with Caleb Price. We're talking about the Homeschool Awakening and how that production impacted him and his family. Welcome back, Caleb.
Hello.
Hey, how were you impacted during the production of the movie?
Think the better question is, how was I not impacted? So I
Okay.
go into this as the best I could as a documentarian with Kirk, which is I'm going to uncover and peel back the onion. Like, to me, as a filmmaker and watching good films, that's a good documentary. Like, let's unpeel, like, you don't just give me information. Like, let's go in, let's what's going on. So that's how I approached it. And so how it changed me is my kids at the time, I had three, I have five kids now. So they were all little, and we assumed we would educate or go to school like everyone else. But doing this film, spending time with families, I mean, we were in Colorado, Virginia, Texas, Oregon, California, and I think somewhere else. And to see all of them, and then a homeschool convention, which was wild, especially if you've never seen one of those before.
Yeah.
I remember, like, midway through production, I told my wife, I think we kind of have to change our entire life. Like what we're doing. And she was back home with the kids. Well, I'm flying around having a good time shooting this. She's like, yeah, sure. Like, fat chance. Like, you can homeschool the kids. Like, but no, she started watching, we do everything together. So she was part of the editing process and she's watching these things too. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, I want that. Like, when you, like, Todd Wilson's family, part of the film. So his kids are older. So all eight of his kids came back home. A couple of them are still home for the movie. And all sat around the dinner table and had family dinner together. And multiple of them are married with their own kids who are also homeschooling. And seeing that, I was like, oh, this has to do with education, but it's so much bigger than that. Like,
Absolutely.
it's so much, like, all of a sudden you have to start looking at your life as a whole. Like, it got real macro on me. You know what I mean? It got real big, like, oh, what is school? What is the purpose of school? And how long is school? I'm like, oh, so my kids are going to be away from me how many hours a week for how many years till they're 18? And as a Christian, I believe it's my job to in like I believe raising the kids is mine and my wife's job. Like,
Right.
that's our job. And so I really felt like when you look at that, it is, you can't be the primary influence of your child's life if mathematically you only get the leftovers for 18 years of their hours, of their time.
Right.
And that was a hard pill to swallow, and it wasn't like that. You know what I mean? Like, this is a process. You got to figure, I'm editing this every day, trying different techniques. Like, it took forever to compile this into a concise hour and 40 minutes. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing. Like, we decided we're going to homeschool, but more than that, we're going to probably live our life completely different than we would have before this film.
Right. So, I think it would probably be fair to say that maybe as you saw all that and you were editing it, maybe you're looking at the goal, and your goal would be, hey, I want a family that is faith-based and together, and I want the biggest influence in them. And then you work
Yes.
backward from that. Is that
Yes,
kind
I
of
think it all happened at once in a jumble. Because
okay?
basically, I mean, again, Alex Newman's really, like, he did it. Like, when he forced me to look at school, where did it come from? Where did it start? And I was looking at your notes too. So he did Horace Mann, John Dewey, and that guy that started that weird thing in Indiana. What was that guy's name?
I can't remember right now.
It's actually in those notes, but he started a compound.
Uh-huh.
So basically, education in America, I learned that, okay, so the pilgrims came here. And they didn't actually come for religious liberty to, like, bring this way back. They had religious liberty in Holland. So that was a new thing for me too. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Were they being oppressed in Holland? No. Were they being bothered? No. In fact, what William Bradford said was, we want to raise our children in a Christian environment where the culture does not influence them. So that's what they're actually concerned in Holland. So England, they were concerned about persecution and jail time or death. Holland, they were concerned about the world influencing their children. So when they came to America, the famous Great Deluder Satan Act was, every child needs to learn how to read so they will not be so they can read the Bible. Like, that was the point of that act.
Right.
So I'm learning all of these things that I was kind of taught in a twisted lens. So to answer your question, like, what's the end goal? So I'm looking at what was their goal, to raise their children in a healthy and prosperous society focused on God, which really means focusing on others, to bless others, to be kind to others, to help take care of others. I was like, for me, there's no room for that with my kid in a traditional school, because someone, their peer groups are now going to shape their worldview. Those
Right.
teachers are going to shape their worldview. And like, it's my job to shape their worldview. So that's where that would, so yes.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be a convoluted
No,
answer,
no,
but
that's
yeah.
perfect.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're kind of keeping the government from being in between us and the kids.
Yeah, the
We
government's
are
not supposed to
going
be
to
in.
be there first
Yeah,
and raise our families.
you know, it's 2023, so we have this. I feel like our view of the government's kind of shifted, and I had to kind of unlearn a lot of it, because we've learned to like put so much of a crutch on the government. Like, the government should test, the government should have the baseline levels for things. The government, but they didn't. Like, the government came here originally, and it was so basic. The
Right.
government's like, we'll regulate. Like, and even then, it was like, you should have the well-regulated militias work together to protect. But you need to be doing this. Like, the parents need to be teaching. The parents need to be doing this. And in fact, the first schools, public schools, were in 1850 by Horace Mann in Massachusetts, and they'd failed. Like, they weren't a success. The public school never actually worked. So in 1850, they established, I think it was three public schools, and the idea was publicly funded education. And even then, it was still tapered back significantly. Like, the kids would still be part of harvest time, and like, it wasn't what it is now. So yeah, I learned that when they came, basically, they established a government, and they said, okay, the government should never be involved in two major things, the church and education. And I think we've done a pretty good job of the separation of church and state, even though back then the separation of church and state was actually to keep the state out of the church, not the church out of the state. In
Right.
fact, they welcomed and wanted religious involvement in policy. But what the reason why they were saying there was a separation of church and state is because there was a state church in England that was really just, well, that is power, oppression, had nothing to do with the Bible. You know what I mean? That's
Right.
what they didn't want. So I'm learning all this stuff. So yeah, I mean, it changed the way I view government, the way I view all these things. So yes,
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, you want to be a big influence in your children's lives.
Yes.
And so what is the number one thing you would say to husbands to be able to be a good example for their children, or that biggest influence?
Well, I could only answer anecdotally for myself, but I know what my wife needs. I mean, she needs emotional support, and she needs to know that she's doing a good job, and she needs to know that she's called to do this, she's equipped to do this, and almost more importantly, she is qualified to do this, because the world is I think moms, women, wives deal a lot every day with the feelings of in like feeling inferior. I noticed
Yeah.
every single person I interviewed, that was the number one thing they said, that they have good weeks, they've got some good months with homeschooling, but at some point they will feel unqualified. And when a whole culture is telling them that they're unqualified, that only teachers are qualified, yes, with me in my head, like, God bless me, like he did. He was like, look, I'm going to put you on an education journey for 2 years that most homeschoolers will never get.
Right.
So I, in my head, I'm able to back up to, like, I already know the public school didn't work. I already know it failed. I already know moms are the best and most equipped people to do this. Not every mom knows that.
Right.
I think husbands need to remind their wives daily, you're equipped, you're empowered, and you are qualified. Like, they need to tell them that every single day. And then on a real practical note, you got to make that cheddar. Like, you gotta be able to provide for your family. Like, you gotta, I mean, homeschooling can be expensive. I don't think it's a rich person's thing. I know people that homeschool. There's people in the film that are, it's single moms.
Right.
And there's, I mean, as one of the hosts, or one of our characters, or not characters, the one of the people in the film, Ann Crossman out of Oregon, she said something great. She's like, look, I've seen homeschooling families spending tens of thousands of dollars a year, and I've seen single moms with a library card. Like, you're equally
Absolutely.
Equipped and you're equally qualified. So I think husbands really just got it. Like, you've got to be that support. And be involved too. Like, every dad that was in some degree involved. I would say the mass majority of the time, the moms are still kind of in charge of the education. But every time that was healthy, the husband was involved in some way, shape, or form. And I think that's probably a case by case basis. Like, what is something the dad is passionate about that he can include the kids in on?
Right.
You know, and you know, just on a practical sense, I think every dad should read the Bible every morning to their kids. But
Yeah, no, I think that's
yeah.
absolutely beautiful. And I concur with what he just said. I mean, as a homeschool mom, just having my husband's support has been absolutely invaluable. I mean, there's been times that, you get to the end of the day and you feel like a failure and you want to cry. So thank you, Caleb, for sharing all of this great advice. Quickly share where you can get the Homeschool Awakening movie.
So it's widely distributed. So I mean, Target, Best Buy, Amazon, wherever. Just homeschool. The easiest way to find it, search "Homeschool Awakening Kirk." That'll pop up. You can stream it on Amazon Prime, and PureFlix has it right now. So it's
Awesome.
easy to find.
Great. I encourage every listener to check it out. Caleb, thank you for shining light on the production of The Homeschool Awakening and
Totally.
how it impacted you and your family. I express our gratitude to our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. I'm today's host, Yvonne Strawn, and I thank you for joining us. We support you in educating your kids.